The easiest explanation is Twitter is a micro blogging site. So it's an ability to be able to send out short bursts or messages, or tweets as they're called, in 160 characters or less. And it's interesting, when I started using the service in this past summer, found a very vibrant and robust government community involved in talking about all things government, whether it's technology in government or government policy, and very interesting to see the types of folks that are out there in government using the service. CIOs, CTOs, official agencies that are using it to publish kind of news about what they're working on, what they're doing, and what's going on in government. But it wasn't very easy to find folks, this community. It took me a while to kind of build this community up.
And that's a real challenge, in my experience. That's a real challenge with Twitter, is building the people. I mean, if it's just you Twittering to yourself, then it's like the infamous tree that falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it. Who cares? And the real power of this comes from the people you follow, is the term they use, and the people who follow you, and creating that sort of almost relationship.
No, absolutely, and like I said, it takes a long time to kind of nurture that. The tool itself, the basic Twitter tool, if you go to twitter.com, isn't that robust. There's a lot of other tools that have been built, like TweetDeck and others that allow you to kind of group people together, but it's not very intuitive. Despite that, it has taken off like a rocket, and there are folks that are using it and have found these like-minded communities to be able to share ideas. And so I think, you know, that was really the genesis for trying to pull this directory, the GovTwit directory, together, is it was difficult to find people. There were disparate pieces of some federal folks over in a wiki, or there were some state folks over in another blog post. And I really wanted to see, is there a way to kind of provide a resource, I think, that would show people, without kind of editorializing on whether you should follow them or not, just kind of the breadth of who's out there.
And I think most people would be surprised at how many, both official and non-official, how many folks are out there in this community that are doing this.
Absolutely. I know I was, especially, you know, we launched GovTwit roughly 2 weeks ago on Bearing Point's New Thinking blog, and it is since we launched with roughly 150 IDs that we kind of, you know, had initially known about. And we've since gone back and have tried to do some research and make this more robust, and have asked folks to provide additional resources. And we're now we're nearing 350 IDs in just 2 weeks' time. And as you said, it's, you know, you've got the Coast Guard, you've got folks from the Department of Defense, Department of Energy, DHS, NASA, Health and Human Services, just extremely rich within the federal space within the United States, but also you've got folks from the Hill, you've got a very robust international government community, and also on the state and local level.
And I think part of what, I mean, and everyone can go and look at this list, and you can sort of find the folks who would interest you, but the interesting thing to me was the breadth of folks. I mean, there's some folks who are some agencies that are just basically posting their press releases so you can sort of see what they're up to. But there's some folks, and particularly some of the CIOs, that are having very interesting conversations there and looking for information. And so it really does run the gambit of the different uses of this.
Absolutely. You'll see, you know, there's, and that's why I found the service itself so interesting, Twitter so interesting, and the robust conversations that you can have. And these are, you know, from Bearing Point's perspective, these are our customers. I mean, we speak to them every day, but to be able to have another channel where we can share ideas with them is I think incredibly valuable. And I think, again, a resource like this allows you to just see that breadth of who's out there and who you may want to start engaging with.
And the part of what fascinates me about Twitter in particular is it's very open, and people have taken this data and used it in interesting ways. And before the election, we talked about this site which actually used Twitter feeds to find out, have people highlight whether they had long waits in the voting lines. Were there voting problems at their booth? Not who they voted for, but were there any voting issues? And you can use this data feed. It all of a sudden becomes data that you can use in interesting ways. And it's part of my sort of theory that you make information available and people will use it in ways that you just don't even anticipate.
Absolutely. And I think It's going to be very interesting, especially if you're looking at the U.S. transition, the federal transition that's about to happen. I think you're going to see even a greater use of not only Twitter, but I think broadly the Web 2.0 tools in general. And so, again, I think something like this directory that can help people point them to those outlets of who they can follow, where they can gather information, to your point, they're going to find a lot of different ways to use that and find a lot of valuable information that they can apply probably to their business, they can apply to their agency, they can apply to their job within their agency.